Yesterday at this time, we talked to Michelle Gervais and about the organization of a rally for kids. It happened yesterday at Courthouse Square, and Michelle is back with us this morning to talk about how it all turned out. Good morning and welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
So the turnout was pretty good. A couple of hundred people there in Courthouse Square at noon, a rally for the safety of children. What was your overall feeling about the culmination of that event?
Well, since it started 4 or 5 days before with me, myself, and I, and it was a national holiday and so many were away, we felt pretty good about it. I think it's undeniable that people care.
It's really the power of social media, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah.
And the radio.
Well, the radio helps. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for throwing that in. What, and I know one of the things that you were concerned about yesterday, just before the event, was you wanted to make sure that, you know, it wasn't too much for the kids, the young students who mm-hmm. attended the rally, and made sure mm-hmm. that it wasn't sort of cementing, you know, in their sweet little minds, you know, that there really is something to worry about. How did that part come out?
Well, I think that was kind of the beauty of it. For many, there's the fear, and then there's just the general frustration that nothing gets done. And so what we were trying to do was focus and teach them that we can and we must make change. And we can do it together, peacefully, and really almost beautifully. I mean, it was in a lot of ways for the kids, it was empowering, and it was lovely with the color. And we kind of let the children lead us. I think of all of us as children in essence, but their purity and their goodness is really our power and our strength and our light. And so they did a really good job of keeping the tone, helping us keep the tone productive.
Yeah, Supervisor Hopkins and I were just talking about this last hour, that we wonder and we're actually starting to believe that maybe it is the voices of those kids that will make the difference in this conversation, that maybe, you know, because of the reaction from not just the students, understandably, at that Florida high school, but that students all over the country are getting together and coming together in a peaceful fashion and saying, hey, wait a minute. We don't need to be worried about that. To be worried about this. This is, you know, we've got to do something. We should not be afraid to go to school afraid every day. Maybe that these voices are a little bit different enough that they're not, you know, politically motivated, that they're safety motivated. Maybe this will make a difference. What do you think?
I agree. Isn't it always the kids that they speak the truth like no other?
Yeah.
And it is, they depersonalize it. They're a perfect mirror to hold up to our faith what it means. Our words and our actions have disconnected. And they hold up that mirror to us and say, be adults, be accountable, be truthful, be respectful, take care of business. And all of these truths that we try and bring it right up in them, and now, thankfully, they're reminding us of what we need to do. So, you know, citizenship, if you look it up, it's this, you know, I'm reading it right here. The state is being vested with the rights, privileges, and duties of a citizen.
Yeah.
And we get really attached to the rights and privileges, but we forget as adults, like we teach kids, there are duties. And it's time that we start fulfilling those. And really, when I say we, I mean in each one of us. I think part of that is also to stop demonizing each other and look for the good in each of us and work on that together. We have to make change. This is surreal what is happening.
Yeah.
And I think this is really just the tip of the iceberg of so many issues. We have all these other issues that we all care about so deeply.
Yes, there are many on the table. Out. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that just to cement your point, Michelle, is this is not about making one's point. This is about problem solving and the solving, emphasis on the solving part of it. And if that requires mm-hmm. compromise on some level, whether it be, you know, increased security married to, you know, some reasonable gun laws and new gun safety provisions, new background checks, whatever, if that compromise needs to be met, then let's meet it. It's just a matter of getting what needs to be done and not making anybody right or anybody wrong.
Right. And then you mentioned solving it, and I was thinking about the word resolve. We need resolve to stay with this, and that is the resolving.
Yeah, because it hasn't worked so far, what we've been doing.
It hasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I think times have changed, you know, and as times change, policy must change. But I think our attitude must be consistent and respect and care and perseverance. And so that's what you know, we're all waking up to.
Yeah, and it's it just really drives home the point that that our voices are the ones that need to be heard, and I'm really hoping that with this change in who is doing the speaking, for example, the kids in this case, that is going to make a measurable difference. It seems like there is certainly enough civil, you know, uproar about what's happened here so far. And I know that there have been some people talking about maybe it's time for some civil disobedience when it comes to this thing. What I like to hear is that so many of the students from that Florida high school that was so ravaged last Wednesday are now making their way to the state capitol to make their case. And I have a feeling they're going to end up in Washington making their case too.
Well, and I love that. And that doesn't have to be disobedient. That can be very obedient.
Oh, yes, it can. Yeah.
To, you know, we hate for them to have to be disobedient.
Oh, no, I think it's mostly the adults talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, I think, you know, the students can't vote. They can voice. We can vote.
Yeah.
And so to vote for those who recognize the insanity of our system and be willing to work person by person on reasonable change. That's really what we had an opportunity to do this year. And they can start, they don't have to wait until there's an election. If they want to be reelected, they can start taking action now and earn their vote for their seat back if they so choose. But I do think we must stay with it, because once we get through this, we have all this other work to do. But this is the easy one, really, because it's so clear that there has to be change.
And Michelle, as a parent, how have you handled what's happened over the last many days with your kids?
Well, they're nine twins, and so we handle it carefully. But I have they see why when I move the computer away, they want to know why. Or if I turn the news off, they want to know why, and I don't want them to see or hear the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had to say, unfortunately, there are people that aren't in their right mind or that have a different sense of the world, and it's really not helpful to all of us. So we can choose to make change. And I told them that kids were killed. And they've seen the pictures of their counterparts in Sandy Hook. And they've seen this. But it's been incremental. And it's unsettling. We believe in prayer. We pray, but we look that prayer should move us to go and do likewise and care and take action. And so it's kind of a combination of things. It's not easy.
Yeah, and I know, and it must change every day and many times every day, depending on the circumstances. Well, you wanted to put something together, and you did, and I would imagine now that you've interacted with a lot of other parents and kids over the course of setting up this rally yesterday, that you've found a lot of commonality with those parents and their kids, and I would be surprised if this were the last event of its kind in Sonoma County, Michelle.
Well, until there's change, it can't be the last. This is really the seed. And I think what's maybe good for people to remember, I'm just a person. We don't need a big organization. It is good to be organized, so we hope people will get organized. There's an event on March 24th around the country that students in Florida are initiating called
Yes.
March for Your Lives.
Yeah.
We'll see that. It's a Saturday. April 20th is the 19th. Remembrance, I guess you'd say, of Columbine. I think there's a lot going to be happening that day. And in terms of public activity, I think it would be great if every California congressional representative supported Mike Thompson's initiative, which he's had available for years.
Yes, it has been years.
It would, because, you know, our state is really much better protected than most. Every state that has children in it deserves at least the level of protection that California has. It would be great if California Congress could get behind it in full, crossing party lines, and set an example. So all the California Republicans, we would like, you know, letters going to them to support Thompson's bill, help get Speaker Ryan to move and change and put it before the House. So there are very practical steps that can be taken. I'm learning about these just this week.
Yeah, I know you are.
And
well, we're going to keep our finger on the pulse of certainly the commitment that parents and kids have in support of their own safety. And I hope you'll keep us posted on your next efforts, Michelle.
I really appreciate it. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Thank you for your work making yesterday happen. That is Michelle Gervais, who put together that rally for children's safety in Courthouse Square yesterday.